Kevin Grantham meets with members of the media every Monday morning in his office at the State House. It's a time for reporters to ask him about policy and other matters. And for almost 3 months, he's been answering questions about sexual harassment allegations filed against three Republican senators. Then, during the March 19th meeting, Grantham brought up concerns about a Democrat. He said Senator Daniel Kagan is known to habitually frequent the women's restroom.
You want to talk about a uncomfortable workplace environment, or whatever the terminology is. We have people that don't feel safe going in there without going in with somebody else.
Later that day, Republican Senator Beth Martinez-Humenic filed a complaint against Kagan. The restroom is private for staff and senators, and while it's commonly known as the women's restroom, the door isn't marked. Kagan admits to going in once, but also denies doing it multiple times.
It was an innocent mistake, and to try and blow it up like this.
Under the General Assembly's workplace harassment policy, Grantham is the one in charge of investigating the complaint against Kagan, or hiring an outside firm to do it. Grantham would also determine if punishment is merited.
Some people will perceive bias and unfair treatment because of the president's prior comments on this case.
That's Jennifer Drobak, a law professor at the University of Indiana and a national expert on sexual harassment in the workplace. She says Grantham should recuse himself.
Deciding that someone is guilty before an investigation's been done really suggests that he has an agenda.
When sexual harassment allegations against three Republican senators were found credible, Grantham didn't say if his colleagues had acted inappropriately, but called the independent investigations flawed. Asked if he would recuse himself from handling the Kagan matter.
I will just have to look into it.
Grantham has also made contradictory statements about when lawmakers and staffers should be telling their stories to the media. Last month, he said they all play by the same set of rules, and he was critical of a male staffer who went public after filing a complaint against Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner for creating a hostile work environment.
A staff member went to the media first and absolutely broke the rules as we all agree to live by. Didn't even allow the policy to be in effect for that situation, trying to create a media storm out of it. So that's a little bit upsetting.
But a month later, when Martinez-Humenic filed her complaint against Kagan, she came to us with the story, and Grantham didn't say she broke any rules.
Like many accusers and complainants, she has availed herself of the press, like many of them have. It's a fine line, and that's why I'm not speaking about it now, because the complaint was filed.
That leaves the staffer, who wishes to remain anonymous for fear of losing his job, feeling like there's a double standard. Others find the remarks unsettling. Erin Hottenstein is with the group Colorado 50-50, which seeks to elect more women to office.
President Grantham is treating a member of his own party a certain way and treating a staffer who made a complaint against someone in his own party a different way. And that kind of inconsistency really shouldn't be happening. It makes the process look partisan, and this process should not be partisan at all.
The harshest criticism is still coming from Senate Democrats over Grantham's handling of Baumgardner. They're calling for Baumgardner's expulsion after allegations that he grabbed and slapped a former legislative aide's buttocks multiple times were found to be credible. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.